Mr. Evaristo, Evaristo Marquez, MARQUEZ9767. Chief complaint: cough, congestion, shortness of breath, fever, unable to sleep, sore throat, times 5 days. 54-year-old gentleman sees a Dr. Leon in town, but could not get in because they're full with COVID patients. He comes in today with symptoms of COVID-19. His COVID-19 test is positive, period. In the paragraph, he's short of breath, O2 side 96%. His chest x-ray shows evidence of interstitial pneumonia right off the bat, period. In the paragraph, his diabetes is controlled. He tells me per Dr. Leon, L-E-O-N, he takes insulin 43 units, but his sugar was 250. Last night, because of his illness, he tells me. Medication only, insulin, immunization, Moderna, 2 doses of vaccine, medical problems, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, surgery, some kind of leg surgery, but no DVT, social, no smoking, no drinking. He's a construction worker in the oil field, married with children. Family history is only positive for diabetes. Review of system, positive cough, positive congestion, positive fever, positive shortness of breath, positive symptoms. Signs of pneumonia, interstitial per chest x-ray, positive nausea, no vomiting, positive diarrhea, positive leg pain, positive dizziness, positive palpitations. Exam, 152 pounds, 96%, 98.2, 16, 91, 111, over 84. Heart positive, swim positive, 2, tachycardic at times. Lungs, few bronchi and rouse. Abdomen soft, but generalized tenderness noted. Neck shows lymphadenopathy, skin shows no rash. TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, and inflamed, lower extremity shows no edema. Because of his leg pain assessment, COVID-19. Because of his leg pain, we did a Doppler study of his leg, which was positive. Number 2, blood sugar 250 last night. Number 3, chest x-ray shows early interstitial pneumonia. Number 4, again, because of his diabetes and his overall protoplasm, he's going to the hospital for monoclonal antibody right now. Next number, we also looked at his... looked at his heart to make sure there was no evidence of valvular disorder or blood clot. None was found. Next number, his carotid ultrasound is negative. Next number, his prostate does show mild BPH. Next number, his thyroid within normal limits. Next number, he does have what looks like lymphadenopathy. Next number, reevaluate condition in the 3 days. Next one was rosefenegram now. Next one was Decadron 8 milligram now. Next one was Z-Pak. Next one was Medrol dose pack. Next one was vitamin D, 10,000 units daily. Next one was aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Next one was increased Lantus to 50 units a day. Next one was check blood sugars twice a day. Next one was call if the blood sugar goes over 250. Next one was has insulin at home to cover if the blood sugar goes up per sliding scale, which we'll give him if needed. Next number. Shortness of breath related to his current pneumonia. Next one is albuterol, 2 puffs 4 times a day. Next one is bronchodilator for cough, prescribed as well. Thank you.